I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The number of new coronavirus cases reported across America yesterday was under 100,000 for the first time this year, though it was a Sunday when reporting numbers often tend to be lower. It says new COVID strains keep spreading, and Fox's Evan Brown has an update on One Live.
Yeah, Dave, this is the variant known as the UK strain, though scientists call it B117. It actually first popped up in the United States late last year. And now disease tracking studies show it's well on its way to becoming the dominant version of the virus here in the U.S. Those researchers say it spreads 30 to 40% faster than earlier strains, though the CDC previously stated it doesn't seem to cause any worse of a disease. Both Pfizer and Moderna say their vaccines are effective in protecting against it, though at slightly lower rates, Dave.
Evan, President Biden says,
I think it's time for schools to reopen safely.
Telling CBS fewer students should be in classrooms and there must be better ventilation. In Chicago, there's a tentative agreement with teachers to start returning to school later this week.
Leaders need to say tentative because the agreement still needs to be ratified by a vote of the union rank and file. In the agreement, no member of the CTU will be required to return to the classroom without an opportunity to be vaccinated.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Yet another Trump-era policy is being undone. The Biden administration is planning to re-engage with the UN's Human Rights Council. The former president had pulled out, saying the council is too critical of Israel. A disaster in India has left 18 people dead as crews dig through mud, looking for more than 100 people missing, maybe trapped alive.
After part of a glacier broke off, the collapse sent a torrent of water and debris racing down a mountain valley. Most of the people missing work at two hydroelectric power plants. One was destroyed, the other damaged.
That's Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
So much is happening, but who can you trust? You need to check out Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing news channel in America. Watch it on all major cable systems and see shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're giving you the real story on Biden and Pelosi. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone now or watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. So should you.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspension, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
If you enjoyed the mild weather we had yesterday, you'll like today. Practically a carbon copy. Sunny and 79 this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll get some clouds. That'll help to cool us off. So, 75 the high tomorrow. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons and
good morning,
turning dials and things like that. I don't think you're really doing anything. I think you're just moving your hands around.
But I do it well.
But you do it well, and that's it looks right. Like you are. So I'm very happy about that. The big excitement over the weekend, if you didn't see it, was the Super Bowl 45, and some of the hoopla that was surrounding that.
55, wasn't it?
55, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It's L1V.
Yeah, L.
What's that in Roman numerals?
I don't know.
Yeah. And
it's 55.
There you go. Down in Florida, it seems like Florida and Texas are getting all the love recently, obviously because of their conservative regulations in the government system, and so people are flocking like nobody's business down to Texas and to Florida, especially for business opportunities like the Super Bowl or big tech. You know, Tesla just announced last week that they're moving to Texas because California is so oppressive when it comes to business that they can't function anymore. So Elon Musk decided to move his whole operation, headquartered in Texas now. And there are many big tech firms that are moving over to Texas. And so Texas and Florida seem to be the place to go nowadays because I think they're a little bit more liberal when it comes to mask wearing and things like that and government regulations on businesses. And so obviously when you create an environment like that, Those businesses that want to thrive, that love capitalism, are going to move to those forums. Unfortunately, Arizona has kind of gone backwards when it comes to that. Governor Ducey did a great job at the very beginning of his tenure putting things in place that would reduce the amount of administrative agencies in Arizona. And his whole thing as a businessman was to undo regulations on businesses so that businesses would flock here. And that tended to happen early on in his tenure. But ultimately, with this last election, if you guys remember, those two propositions that were presented, I don't remember the numbers now.
207-208.
Those were both, you know, about the kids, apparently.
Yeah.
The one was about marijuana being legalized, and the second one was a real hit on businesses because it's going to tax. If you make over $400,000 in a given year, then you're going to be taxed. Your tax bracket, like, tripled in one fell swoop. And so a lot of us say, well, that's a lot of money, and they should be taxed. But that really hurts businessmen. They don't want to come to Arizona because they're going to be taxed at a super high level if they are successful.
I know of one business that would have brought billions to Arizona that got canceled and would move to South Carolina instead.
There you go. And that's a real tragedy.
Yeah.
And I don't think I don't think it was Arizonans that brought that up. Obviously, there was an influx of outside money from California
to
for
destroy,
both those propositions.
Us.
Yeah,
because we're a proposition state. All states are.
And unfortunately for us, we were a target this last election because we were considered very
vulnerable.
Purple, yeah. We were a swing state in a sense. And so there were a lot of forces in action to get the ground game when it came to the election going, to get these propositions passed, to put another Democratic candidate into the Senate. And all that went through. And it's, you know, for us here in Arizona that don't believe in those types of things, well, it's not a good thing. But for those in Arizona that do believe in those types of regulations and things and taxes and and regulations when it comes to businesses, I mean, they're happy. Or the redistribution of wealth, I guess you should call that. And so now we are where we are. The tragedy here is that I don't think a lot of people understood 208 and 207, and the one that has to do with the tax on those that make over $400,000 and above, that's actually now part of our Constitution. So yep. To undo it, it's going to be
the same way it got in.
Yeah, basically impossible. And I don't think people understood that because they branded that as, oh, it's for the kids, it's for education. We're going to put this money into a fund for the kids, and they're going to need it. And then lo and behold, COVID happened, and now they don't even go to school. So now we're putting money into a pot.
Every time somebody says it's for education, I am always skeptical. I don't, for good reason.
Right.
That's just a label you put on stuff.
And so we kind of got off the wrong tangent here, but we started with the Super Bowl. And if you watch it, it was a fun game to watch. It was young versus old. That was the storyline going in. Unfortunately, we didn't hear a lot about that during the commentary. I don't know why they steered away from that, but that was why most people tuned in. They wanted to see, could Tom Brady do it again? And could the team pull this off? They were the underdogs going into this game, and they ultimately just crushed them, 31-9. There were a lot of people saying that, well, the referees had a lot to do with this, but I watched a little bit of the game. I watched the first half, and it was evident to me that the Buccaneers were going to pull it off. I mean, they had a great lead at the very beginning, but having been part of that sport and having watched it a lot, there was a difference in the attitude and the demeanor of both teams as you watch it. And so you can see when players ultimately just kind of give up.
They didn't know what to do. They were getting that defense. I got to hand it to the defense of the Buccaneers. Frustrated, an offense that was used to really scoring. They were a high-scoring offense.
Right.
And they shut them down. They had a plan. They saw a weakness. And they really frustrated those guys.
And the same with on the offensive side for the Buccaneers. I mean, they were awesome. Brady did what he did. He's not an idiot.
Made it look easy, right?
He did. He's due to do, you know, just tossing these little passes here and there to Gronkowski. And that's just what he does. But it's always fun for me to watch as they approach the line. They're about to hike the ball. But prior to that, you see these guys, even Mahomes on the other side, he was doing the same thing, but it's just fun to watch Brady when he comes to the line and he starts checking, because what he's doing, those that aren't familiar with the sport, you go to the line and you've already got a play that you're going to run most of the time, but the quarterback has the option to call an audible. An audible means, listen, we're coming to the line and we're going to run a certain play, but I see something. And I'm gonna check that, and I'm gonna come out of the play that we were gonna run. We're gonna run a different play, and so there's a lot of different jargon that you use, and
that's the experience that Brady brings.
Yeah, and so
insight.
And it takes a lot of vision, and it takes a lot of study, and a lot of people don't understand that haven't been part of the football game. Yeah. I mean, in media and growing up and stuff like that, a lot of people would, they're just dummies, you know, these big old football players.
Biggest
but in reality,
guy, hardest hitter wins. That's not the case.
It's not the case. It's all about smarts, and you have to memorize a lot of different things. You have to do your research, and going into these games, they do hours and hours of research, watching the opposing team and games before they played, and they're picking up on different things that they're doing and the way that they're chattering back and forth, and you build a game plan around that. And so to see Tom Brady come to the line and do those types of things where he starts checking or audibling out of what was going to be the play, because he's seen from experience and from a lot of research and memorization of these different defensive patterns that he's seen. And he pretty much knows, I shouldn't say knows, but he has a high likelihood of what the defensive players are going to do. And so he will call an audible right there at the line. And they've practiced it over and over and over again. And so the players, as they're hearing the calling that he's doing, he's using different patterns and different colors and numbers and things like that to tell them, this is what you're doing. And everybody does that.
Hopefully.
And it's super fun to watch.
It is.
Very fun to watch, to see them coordinate and to do that. and to work as a team, you know. And so I enjoyed watching. I only watched a little bit of the first half. Once I saw, you know, this is the, I knew what was inevitable, but it was still fun to see. But we've got to go to break. We'll be right back after this. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hey, Verizon customers, are you tired of paying all those extra taxes and fees? The average Verizon Wireless customer pays over $120 a year in added taxes and fees. With Spectrum Mobile, you'll pay $0 in added taxes and fees, no matter how many lines you have. So stop paying and start saving with Spectrum Mobile. See how much you could save by switching. Go to SpectrumMobile.com/saving today. Spectrum Internet required. Visit Spectrum.com/facts for details.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
You have a website for your business?
I just use Facebook. I don't have time to make a website. Keep it up. All that work.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I used to think that, but I found freewebguys.com and they built my website for free. They host it, maintain it, and even market it for me. Now I'm getting new leads from it every month.
That sounds too good to be true. What's the catch?
No catch. You get a free website from freewebguys.com. All you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month.
Where do I get this again?
Get a free website built for your business at freewebguys.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with one and only Mr. Russ Clark, pushing buttons and turning dials and things like that.
Good morning.
We were talking in the first segment, we talked about the Super Bowl 55 yesterday and the big hoopla that was surrounding that. Maybe you watched it, maybe you didn't. I watched just a portion of it just to see what was going on. And once I was convinced that the Buccaneers were going to pull it off, I focused my energy on the kids. And so I didn't need to watch very much more. But it was fun to see Tom Brady. Some love him, some hate him. I particularly like Tom Brady. I don't love him. I don't idolize him or anything like that. But I do respect what he's done over time. And it was an awesome story, I thought, because this is probably because I'm getting older. And I felt like, okay, I can identify with Tom Brady as he gets older and older. And I'm getting older and older. It's fun to see him come back and really just show what he can do as a true champion. Not only him, but Coach Arians that came out of retirement to coach his team. You've got Gronkowski who came out of retirement
His team. Everybody that scored joined the Bucs within the last year to be with Tom.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And that was him. I mean, he pulled him out of retirement and said,
pretty
hey,
cool.
You guys, let's do this thing. And they said, for you, Tom, yeah, we'll do that. And so the narrative throughout the game was, could they do it? Could they in their advanced age? I mean, they're not even that old. I think Tom Brady's 43 or something
44.
Like that. 44,
yeah.
And but in the NFL, I mean,
that's ancient.
You're an old geezer.
Yes.
And to see him perform the way that he did, it was really awe-inspiring, and I'm so happy that they pulled it off. I don't I like Mahomes as well for Kansas City. He's a great young talent. He's really fun to watch. Very good arm, very good scrambling ability, very smart.
I just got a message regarding the game.
Yeah?
Said there's been a correction to the NFL. Apparently, when they recounted, they found 28 points that weren't counted, and the Chiefs have now been declared the winner.
Smart man.
I don't know if that's true. I've just got that as a message.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it, you know. It's funny how, yeah, the forces that be will do that for an NFL game, but they won't do it for actual voting, right?
Yeah.
Smartmatic machines. But coming up to this game, I don't know if you are aware of it, but maybe you're in this world. I really don't follow sports as much as I used to as I get older and older, and as time priorities are
they call it responsibilities.
Yeah, I just don't have time.
You've got a few of those now.
And at this point, I mean, I'm washed up, so what do I care? So, but
you're not even at Tom Brady's age yet.
I try to be apprised of what's going on.
Yeah.
But as I see newer talent coming up, you know, it's hard for me, and this is But as I get older and I see these younger kids come in, they're coming out of high school and things like that, going to university, or some of them skip it, go straight to the NBA. And I see these kids, I'm like, yeah, but you'll never be a Jordan. You'll never be a Tom Brady. You'll never be, you know, we've had those, and just their attitudes and the way that they carry themselves. I'm like, you kids don't even know, you know? So I feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm just like that old neighbor that says, get off my lawn.
So, yeah, you're very close to the jaded old man.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
But I'm only in my 30s. That's what's sad about it. But maybe I'm just a grump. I was just born to be a grump. However, having said that, if you haven't been apprised of what's going on, and I'm not going to act like I am, but I did watch a little bit of pregame stuff coming into this, you know, last week on ESPN. I watched a few things that they had posted and that was coming up. And one of the things in particular that I watched was a press conference with Roger Goodell, who is the commissioner of the NFL, and he's been under fire for many, many years now. Well, I shouldn't say many, many years. I should say during the Trump administration, because that's when a lot of the kneeling for the national anthem came about, and then Trump and him went back and forth, and that was a big deal. And so he kind of got... I shouldn't say a bad rap. I mean, it depends on how you feel about it. But he did get raked over the coals for a lot of that stuff that he said during that time. Well, last week, during the lead-up to all this Super Bowl hype, he was doing a press conference, and he talked about how it was a travesty. He started apologizing how the NFL needs to do a better job of including more black coaches, and he was very disappointed in NFL team owners for only hiring two black coaches this last season, and how they need to do a better job, and he was just basically apologizing. And I thought to myself, oh, that sounds like affirmative action, and that works. But that was the narrative coming into the Super Bowl. It wasn't about young versus old, or at least you didn't hear that. To me, it was. That's why I watched it, and I think most people watched it because of that. But that wasn't what they promoted. They being CBS. Viacom CBS is the owner of that particular channel that it was hosted on, and so they really focused their energy on it's Black History Month, and so I think they focused a lot of their energy on that fact that the NFL only hired two coaches that were black this past season, and how that's a travesty, and that they need to do a better job of getting minorities in there to coach.
You have a call?
We got a call. Let's take the call.
You're on the air.
This is 560 AM. How are you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there for a Monday.
Yeah.
We got clothes on. That's good.
Hey, that's a plus.
It's a step.
Especially with Russ in there. Okay. but anyway, talking about the game, I, for one, didn't watch it just because of the political stuff that's been going on with it. I don't have a real long memory, but I do remember the shenanigans that the players and the coaches and the whole NFL pulled on us here. And I'm just kind of anxious to see what the real ratings are on the game, you know, as far as TV or any of those ratings, because it's going to be one site's going to say, oh, it was the best, and then the other site's going to say it's the least amount of people watching. So I'm just anxious to see what the real ratings are going to be.
Yeah, and maybe we'll never know that. I mean, we get nowadays we live in an era where we get what they want to give to us, whether it's accurate or not, and so I don't really put a lot of faith or confidence into what I'm being told by, for example, a Facebook or a large company like Google, because that narrative is not going to be, it's from their point of view. And so when it even comes with to ratings, I mean, obviously Biden, the most popular president in U.S. history, who had the biggest inauguration event, had so many attendees, more than Obama and Trump. I'm jaded from what they're telling me, because I didn't watch the inauguration because I wasn't really interested. It sounded like a snooze fest. And I did see pictures, you know, as articles were posted and things like that, and it looked like maybe 20 or 30 people, but apparently it was hundreds of thousands is what they're telling us. Like, we couldn't see with our own eyes. So when it comes to ratings and things like that, I just take it with a grain of salt, because it's whatever they want to promote and push, and they push that narrative and expect us all to believe it. And I think we're just kind of done with that. But I appreciate the call, and we'll see. Maybe they'll come out with accurate numbers. But
okay, and just one more thing, though. You know, it's the only thing that we can take for truth is the Bible. That is because you don't know who's going to tell you the truth, but the book will.
I like that.
And so, anyway, I'll leave you with that.
I really appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you for that. And I'm glad he said that, because I actually had that thought yesterday. We were singing... My kids were singing, it was a little primary song, it was a church song, and the words of that really just hit me powerfully yesterday, and I don't remember them off the top of my head, but it was something like that, that nothing, that the only thing true in life is God, and I'm so glad he brought that up, because it reminded me of some of the feelings and the thoughts I had yesterday as I was listening to my kids sing this primary song, and I thought to myself, that's true. I mean, we live in a world that's, you know, you got all these swirling opinions, and my opinion's my opinion, Russ has his opinion, we all have our own thoughts and feelings, and that's great, that's how it is supposed to be, and we don't have to agree, right. And that's the beauty of it, we don't have to agree, but we can talk about it civilly, like adults, right? That's
sure.
The hope, that's the expectation, but ultimately, the only thing that I can rely on that is unchangeable is God, and I think this last caller just hit it on the head. So going back to our roots or our foundation, those that are believers in God, I mean, that's really what we have to go back to, and I'm glad that he brought that up. We were talking about the Super Bowl 55 and all the lead-up, and I talked about how Roger Goodell, the commissioner, leading up to it, he started making comments in the press conference about how it was a travesty in the NFL, how the owners of these teams, they only hired two black coaches in this past season, and so he was apologetic for that, and he was saying that's not good enough, we need to do a better job and things like that of hiring minorities as head coaches. And I thought to my, as he's saying these comments, at first I thought, you sound weak, number one, not because, you know, I believe one way or the other, but I don't like people getting up there and apologizing. I mean, if you're in business and you're a good business person, you know, you never apologize. I mean, that you back up your position. You might have done something in a way that the customer doesn't agree with,
right.
In this case, the NFL, you know. But really, ultimately, Roger Goodell has no power over who those owners hire. And those owners are going to hire the people that they feel are qualified, regardless of their skin color.
Right.
And he can't control that. Well, I guess I shouldn't say it that way, because he can. He can mandate, as commissioner of the NFL, these are now new policies, and if you don't do this, then you lose our funding or you're kicked out of the league. Kind of stuff. So he can, you know, by fiat, he can come down and he can do those types of things. I don't think he will, because I think in reality, he understands that these owners are in different demographics across the United States, from Florida to California. And each one has a different responsibility as they own these teams. They're in it for the business. They want to make money. They want to be successful. And success means money. When you go to the Super Bowl, when you win the Super Bowl, you get money. You get merchandise. All this has to do with capitalism. And so when you come in and you're trying to inject some false expectation on a business person who's in a capitalist world, that's not going to work. It's not going to be successful. You might be able to do that in an education system where there's no really money tied to that. You know, if I need to get into college and I'm a minority, then I get my application gets put on top of another kid that's not a minority, and I get looked at first. And even if my credentials aren't as good as or they're less than this other non-minority, but I'm a minority, that gets me more points, and so I end up, you know, jumping over the non-minority. Affirmative action, that's what we call that. And it went away for a time during the Trump administration, but it was immediately put back through executive order. And the first signing of those stacks of paper that Joe Biden didn't know what he was signing. I hope you guys have seen that video. Have you seen that, Red?
I have.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm signing.
You're just from the voice
just
in the background.
Just right here, yeah. Oh, Kamala, she moves over. She's signing right here, Joe. I don't know what I'm signing. I'm like, wonderful. I mean, it's like we didn't know that was going to happen. We got to go to a break. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
This is the time of year to enjoy some opportunities at Hyundai of Yuma. They have a limited supply of brand new 2020 models in stock with some aggressive discounts. The discounts are exclusive to listeners of the Russ Clark Show. Only until February 15th or while supplies last. Hyundai of Yuma has 8 2020 Sonatas and will discount them $6,000 if you are a listener. They also have new 2020 Santa Fe SUVs in stock, and the discount is an amazing $7,000. All you have to do is go to Hyundai of Yuma, let them know you listen to Russ Clark. You don't even have to agree with them. So treat your Valentine to the best deal of the year. Get to that veteran-owned business, Hyundai of Yuma on 32nd Street. These offers are while supplies last, plus tax, title, license, in lieu of any special financing, includes our rebates in stock only. I am Russ Clark, and I approve of this message.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home, staying in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed, or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won. You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU. And most of our conversation today, Russ, has been about the lead up to the Super Bowl 55 over the weekend. And
big news.
It was big news. It was fun to watch, and the commercials are always a blast. I read an article from CNN this morning, earlier this morning, and I was just curious as to what political stance or what political skew they were going to put on something. And as I read through that article, the author was very quick to point out that we live in uncertain times, that this was the most uncertain time that the Super Bowl has ever been hosted during, and that the message of the whole thing was about unity. And all the commercials turned to unity, and that was what they were trying to walk that fine line of being unified at this time of uncertainty. And I thought to myself, oh, I thought it was young versus old. I thought it was Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes, but that was just me, I guess. I guess I was the only one in the United States that felt like that. To me, I didn't know we needed to be unified about something.
I thought
Trump was gone, so we didn't need to be unified.
I think most people don't believe that. But they're not listening.
So unity, I mean, as I read that word, I thought to myself, well, that's a horrible expectation. We will never be unified. That's not something that we have ever been, nor will we ever be.
What are we going to unify around?
Exactly.
We used to unify like during a crisis, a world war or 9/11 or something like that. We'd unify as Americans. And no one's talking about unifying as Americans. It's unifying around Biden. And that's not possible.
Or policy. So if you want me to unify with you about opening our borders and allowing, you know, free reign, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I think it was when the Border Patrol apprehended 11 Iranians.
Yeah, it turned into more. But
Oh, did it? Yeah, well, I really feel bad for those of my friends that are in the Border Patrol, because I feel like their hands are tied now as to what they can do. And I feel like they were frustrated before during the Obama administration when they came out with the catch and release program. It's like, well, you expect me to go to work every day and put my life on the line, but yet I can't do my job. And when I do my job and I might be in a perilous situation, I feel like I'm not going to get support. And I feel like that individual on the other side might come at me with some. I've heard stories of agents being out all by themselves, and they've come across big groups of people. You don't know if they're armed. You don't know if they
aren't. Not in the last couple of years, but I mean, Trump had it under control.
Yeah, absolutely. And because he enforced the federal law.
Right.
And I feel like he really did a good job of praising the Border Patrol agents and letting them know that we do appreciate your sacrifice and everything that you're doing. Immediately when Biden a few weeks ago signed executive order, undoing what Trump had done in the immigration forum, I actually became a little bit nervous. Not because I'm a Border Patrol agent, even though I have a lot of friends that are, and I'm nervous for them. I don't want them to be in harm's way. I wish we could do something about that. But I was really nervous about my own family. So I've talked about this before on the air. A year and a half ago, we moved out basically to the edge of the desert over here, over by the bombing range, and there is nothing out there. And I got a text. So once the Biden ticket was elected last year, we started getting reports about these big caravans moving up, you know, making their way north towards the border. And I got a text from a buddy who lives by me that said, oh, I ran into one of the sheriffs, and the sheriff said, you know, if you see any activity out here, you need to give us a call, because we're finding that they're using drones to drop loads, and then other people are coming and picking them up. So if you see something that seems suspicious, please let us know so we can do something about it. And I'm thinking, oh, great. You know, because I've got my little kids. I've got six little kids, and usually they're just out and about running around barefooted in the desert, which I tell them not to do, but they do that. And my biggest concern is that somebody with a bad intent does something to my kids, and we wouldn't really know, because it's expansive where we live, you know, and unless they didn't come back for a while.
How close are you to the actual fence? Can you see the fence?
I can't see the fence. No, it's far away.
Well,
but what they do is they'll come through the bombing range, and we're right there at the bombing range, right on the side. Okay. That really surprised me as well when we moved out there, is that we had such a thoroughfare. But as we drive around, we've got a little Ranger, Polaris Ranger, and as we drive around out there, you'll see remnants of things. You'll see these little shrines built. I don't know if they're little things to show the way, as groups come in, they see these, okay, this is a checkpoint that we know about or what. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of all that stuff. But this last time, I'm telling you the story because this last, so I was already kind of on edge about a mass influx of immigrants, just because I'm worried about my kids as they play outside. I don't want something to happen to them. I'm nervous about that. And so this last Saturday, I'm outside working with my brother, and there's a border and immigration customs helicopter, just right there. It just kept hovering and moving around. It was obvious they were looking for something. Just right beyond, it wasn't even a mile away. I mean, it was half a mile away, and they just kept hovering around, moving around this particular hill. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? This is my fears coming to light. It's right there, and that's what I'm nervous about. And then I read an article last week. I think it was last Monday. I was reading an article where they're set to do another executive order. They're getting that in the works because really it was about gun control and limiting ammo and things like that, and really kind of just abolishing our right to guns, essentially, maybe confiscation.
I think there was a bill put in, introduced by Sheila Jackson, that would basically eliminate our use of guns the way we know it completely, and you'd have to have a license to even buy ammunition. You don't have to have a license to vote, but you'd have to have a license to buy ammunition.
And that came about, my finding of this article about the upcoming executive order batch that might come down the line about gun control was curtailed by, or it was off of this other article that I was reading about how gun sales have just skyrocketed in January.
Sure.
One of the largest sales of guns and ammo in the history of the United States. I thought to myself, well, that's good for Spreggs. How awesome is that? And then, I read this other article of why. I mean, people are just making a mad rush to get guns because they're worried about the government taking them or restricting them.
Correct.
And I thought to myself, well, now I'm in a situation where now my kids are my family is literally in danger because those mechanisms that were in place that allowed us to protect ourselves, or even those that are paid to protect us through the Border Patrol or through the Sheriff's Department, their hands are being tied. It's not that they don't want to. They want to do their job, but they're being tied. And they're even being demonized for doing their job, which is a travesty. And now you're going to restrict my ability, so I don't have these individuals that I pay taxes for to hope that they enforce the laws that are already out there and protect us. So I'm paying my taxes to do that, but you're saying, oh, no, they can't do that. You're tying their hands. And then you're going to say, oh, wait, and then you can't defend yourself either because you don't know how to use a gun, or you don't know how to shoot, and you shouldn't hurt anybody anyways with a gun, regardless of whether your life is threatened or not. We don't care. All we care about is that you have an AR-13, 15, or whatever they freaking call it. But it's not,
it looks,
they don't
military.
Even know what they're talking about. Yeah. An assault rifle, it's not an assault rifle, but whatever. They don't even know. Oh, the fully automatic AR-27, it's that doesn't exist, and that doesn't exist, but whatever. These politicians that talk about these things have no idea what they're even talking about. Because they probably never even seen one, held one, or shot one.
Correct.
And so it's very embarrassing for them, but it's they don't care. They're the ones in control, and so they're going to take this ability away from me and my family, and that's one of the things that makes me a little nervous. I mean, luckily we have stuff that we've put together over the years, so we have things to defend ourselves, but I would hate to be in a situation where we'd have to use that, and I hate to be in a situation where we're prevented from using that, if needed, to protect my family and our lives because of some politician in Washington from California that thinks that's going to solve the issues that are happening in our schools, for example, the school shootings. But they never talk about the crime in their cities and how that's even worse, and how these aren't guns that you can buy at Sprague's, or you can't buy these guns that are being used in these crimes at your local gun shop. Those are guns that are illegal because they're fully automatic, or they're in some form or fashion, they're not available to the public because of legislation. But they're not telling you that. They just want to take anything that they can that prevents you from...
They want to eliminate your Second Amendment rights little by little.
Exactly right. We got to go to a break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM, KBLU.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
Many believe that all hospice organizations are the same, but that is simply not true. If you or a loved one is diagnosed with a terminal illness, you want to choose a hospice organization that provides the best quality care, a hospice with a reputation of putting the patient and family first, a hospice that the community has voted as the best home care provider. In Yuma County, there's only one hospice that has achieved all of these. Hospice of Yuma. Hospice of Yuma is the best choice for you and your loved ones. Hospice of Yuma. Your community. Your choice.
Be sure to listen to the border reports each morning for information on border crossing wait times and the traffic reports each afternoon, Monday through Friday. You'll receive up-to-date road closures and restrictions due to construction or road repairs. Get the information you need with the border crossing and road reports. Brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966, located on Gila Ridge Road. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge about a quarter mile. RV World.
How personalized can a financial plan be when it's created by one of those robo-advisors?
Plugging in standard algorithm to calculate insurance need and future wealth of random human clients.
Robots don't know you. We do. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, getting to know you always comes first. Together, we'll create a financial plan based on your specific goals. Find a local Farm Bureau advisor at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hansen, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back. Life, Death, and the Law here, 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
And we've been talking about a lot of different issues here. We've talked about the Super Bowl and the lead up to that. We've talked about immigration. We've talked about gun control, those types of things. And I think it could be said that some people feel fear, you know, and I think that's right to feel that in a certain sense, but at the same time, if you're prepared, you don't need to feel that, because you know that this could happen, but I've already got a plan to tackle that. And that in my family, like I talked about, we were worried about those immigration issues and the ability to defend ourselves, that the agents are just restricted from doing that through government means. We have a plan in place, and we talk about this with our kids from time to time. You know, if this happens or you see this, this is our plan. In the past, we've done actual... you know, like if somebody were to come into our house, where do you go? Where do you hide? Where do you what do you do type of thing. We've gone through scenarios like that from time to time over the course of the few years. And so we've talked about these things, so we're ready. Is it still kind of scary? Yes. But at the same time, we've done our due diligence in the sense that we've got a plan in our family and with our kids. We've talked about it. And they're a little bit more alert now. And especially my oldest son, he's very good about, Dad, this guy keeps looking at us. You know, we're at like Pizza Hut or something like that. He keeps looking at us, and he's very cognizant of the fact that there's people that can steal kids out there. Mm. And I don't know over time. I mean, we've talked about that stuff. You got to be careful. You know, if it feels weird or feels wrong, let us know or tell an adult, that kind of stuff. And we've gone through different conversations about that kind of stuff. So the kids are on alert. I'm worried that they're like too high on alert now. It was like they don't trust anybody.
Stranger,
but at the same
danger,
time,
so.
I'd rather them not trust anybody than get abducted. And so they're pretty good about that. And we try to keep them apprised of that. But we still want them to be kids. You know, you want them to be kids and live their lives. Yep. Having said that, we do talk about different mechanisms if something were to happen, if there was a house invader or something like that. Or
watch Home Alone 2.
There you go. And they love those movies.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's how you take care of it.
They love it, yeah. Booby traps and things like that. So we've tried our best to plan. That doesn't mean that there is a little bit of fear here and there. But at the same time, I try to tell myself, you know what, Adam, you've talked about it with them. We've gone over it. Let the plan work and just keep working the plan. If you don't plan, then you plan to fail, right? Have you ever heard that saying?
Absolutely.
That even comes into your own personal life when it comes to finances and health decisions. A lot of people will come into my office and they'll sit there and they'll say, well, you know, I've been thinking about doing this for a long time. It just didn't take priority. And they want to get their affairs in order, but they just haven't done it. And I said, that's okay. You know what? You are just like everybody else. You know, everybody has things that come up, and for whatever reason, getting a power of attorney in place or getting a will or a trust in place, it just doesn't take priority in a lot of people's lives because they don't want to think about it. And that's okay. You know, that's you're not a bad person because you've had those thoughts. But if something were to happen to you and you don't have a good, solid plan in place, it can be an absolute nightmare, not only for you, but for those that are there around you, that love you, that are... Hope they're trying to care for you and do what's best for you, but they either can't because they're legally restricted from doing that because you don't have the proper planning in place, or they just don't even know. They don't know what to do because they don't have clear instructions as to what to do for you or where your stuff is. And that all comes in the form of a good, solid legal plan that consists of usually powers of attorney, wills, trust, that kind of stuff. And every family is unique. So if you have a plan and it's been a while since you put that in place, come to my office, sit down with me. We'll take an hour, hour and a half to go through that, and I can show you or tell you, this is what you have. Is that still how you want that? And a lot of people will say, yeah, okay, I thought that's how it was, but I wasn't quite sure. You know, we'll go through that exercise. But some people say, no, that's completely changed. It's been years since that's happened, and my kids are now grown and blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's okay. Let's bring it up to date. We can do that. Or if you're starting fresh, let's do that. Let's sit down and let's put together a plan. Every family is unique. No family is like another family. And you've got motivations. You've got goals. You've got expectations that other people don't have because they don't have your kids or they don't have your particular circumstances in life. And so it takes sitting down with somebody who knows what they're doing, that's done it over and over and over again, to point out the issues. I had a client about a week and a half ago. She was really nervous about coming in, and ultimately when she got there, we broke the ice, and I could tell she was nervous. I said, hey, you don't need to be nervous. You know, let's just talk. Tell me about your family. And we talked about her family, and she tells me about her family, and we talk about them, and I asked her questions like, well, is this, what do you think about this child? Do any of them have, you know, drug issues or alcohol addictions that you're worried about? If something were to happen to you, and are you worried that they might be self-destructive if you're not there? And, oh yeah, this one. And she said, I would have never thought of that. You know, I'm glad I came in because I never thought of these questions that you're asking me, and I said that's fine. That's what we're here for. Is we've seen these things happen, and so we want to make sure that if there is an issue, that we talk about it. There might be an issue, and that person might not care enough to do anything about it. That's fine. But at least we talked about it, and now I know how that person feels about that particular issue. We don't need to worry about structuring the plan to deal with it because deep down, they don't care, you know, and that's fine. But at least we talked about it, and I've done my due diligence. It's things like that that really motivate me to go to work every day, is to help families understand those issues and at least bring them up. Because there might be issues in one family and not in another. But at least we talk about it in every family so that you can see, okay, I can see that if I do have this particular issue, there is a legal way to make sure that my wishes are carried out and there's no fighting and there's no court battles and things like that and waste of money and on attorney's fees and court fees and things like that. So there are ways to plan for that, but it takes the first step of just coming down to our office and sitting down with us. And if you're not comfortable going in physically to our office, that's the world we live in, you know, right now. And if you feel like you're in a vulnerable demographic, that's fine. We can do it over the phone, or we have the ability, technologically wise, through technology, to do a video conference if you want to do that through your cell phone or through your iPad or through your tablet or your computer. We can do web meetings where you don't have to physically come in, and we can be face to face. Some people will just opt to do the phone thing because they just don't understand or want to hassle with the video conference. That's totally fine. We can do phone calls as well. And we want to make it easy for you. What our biggest goal is to help our clients and families stop procrastinating, because that's really what it's about. That's the number one reason why people don't get their planning in place, is because they just put it off and put it off and put it off because something else takes priority. But in reality, especially now with the pandemic and things like that, I've had people come into my office and unfortunately, and it's super sad, because regardless of your politics on the issue, it has happened where people die from coronavirus.
Yep.
I mean, regardless of what you might think, and I'm not one that is, I'm more about, how do I say this? I'm more about freedom to choose. That's my first primary goal, is I want everybody to be able to choose how they act, right? And if you act inappropriately, then there's a consequence for that. You know, if you kill somebody, there's a consequence for that. If you do this, that, or the other, and it's against our criminal laws, then you got to pay the piper on that. But I also don't want to restrict people just because of fear that they're going to do something. And that's total freedom. That's why we live in the United States. We want to be able to freely act. And there are some bad people out there that do bad things. But I don't think that should restrict all of us. So coming to the pandemic, I've had people come into my office, and my personal feelings are that, you know, if I'm in a vulnerable state, then I'm not going to go to Walmart amongst all these people. I'm not going to go out and do all these things because I feel like I might easily contract that and it could actually hurt me. I don't feel that way. I feel like I'm on the younger end of the spectrum. I do my best to wash my hands and keep my germ ingestion down, and so if I don't want to wear a mask, I feel like I don't need to. But we'll talk about that more next week on Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU.
928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.